We run a full court press when it comes to this trending topic. Keep it short like Chris Paul and TV, get it popping. Comment, contain, comment, and matter is our opinions. Take a listen to our views to see if you vibe with them. Fresh up on the scene where you knew it was critics. Anything can happen, there's nothing that's off limits. Find out what the hottest tea is today. It's a social smackdown with Yay and Nay.
Yo, 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 it's Nay.
And Yay on this Friday night.
It's Friday night.
I wish I just got paid. Dang.
Man.
I did apply to some jobs, though, so, you know. We'll be getting paid. Real soon, real soon.
So, we want to just start by defining our podcast, because we haven't yet defined it. We have kind of been doing, like, whatever. And, yeah, so we can start by saying, like, why did we start the podcast? And what happened was, like, I said I want to do a YouTube channel, I think, like, what, last summer or something?
I don't know.
But, like, I had hit Nay up, like, I want to do a YouTube channel. And, like, it just never really, like, we never really talked about it again after that. Because,
I mean, we did. Don't
but not we really. Did. Like,
we did. Like, we just couldn't get everything together because we was, like, with the whole editing the videos and then, like, where would we record and all of that stuff and what would our schedule be. Kind of like with how the podcast goes, like, how we be off with the schedule. So I can't even imagine trying to manage a, like, YouTube channel.
YouTube, we would have had to have been together. And, like, it's hard doing that now. Like, the one thing I like about it is you can do it remotely. But what gave me the idea of doing a podcast was, like, somebody who, like, I follow on social media. No, I ain't even gonna say that because that makes it seem like he ain't nobody. Like, somebody I follow on social media. No, one of the realest people I know. Shout out to you. You know who you are. No, but he got his own podcast with you and his friends. And, like, he started it sometime this year. And I was like, oh, that'd be a cool idea. So I pitched the name and she was with it. And here we are. That's really it. Like, one thing about Nay, she, like, a go with the flow type person. Like, I ain't even have to, like, you know, plead my case. You like, bet. I'm like, what? She's like, bet. I'm like, all right, bet. So,
I mean, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. I'll be like, all right. Like, sometimes I'm not a go at the flow person, but some, like, creative stuff, I'm pretty much with it. I'd be like, all right, let's try it. That's a new avenue, a little outlet. So let's try it. So here we are.
Right. And now we can kind of define what is the social smackdown, because I feel like it's low key. We talk about relationships a lot.
A lot.
Because y'all want us to talk about relationships a lot.
I mean, it's a really relevant and prominent topic in our society.
I really feel like we killed the first pilot episode, like, that much. Because it low-key been taking off since then. Like, that was the intent. Like, it really wasn't. Really, what the social smackdown is, it's kind of just, like, peers discussion, hot topics. Not necessarily, like, trending topics either. It's just whatever we feel is, like, necessary to talk about or we feel is hot. You know, like,
I mean, it's our trending topics. Like, it don't have to be, like, on Twitter, like, what their trending topics are. Right. Just, like, what we talk about most commonly or frequently. We'd be like, okay, like, we didn't mention this, like, I don't know how many times we need to talk about it.
Right, exactly. It's because, like, another thing is, like, it's so much I want to, like, bring awareness to, because I feel like our generation is low-key messed up. So it's just, like, talking about issues. I just hope it helps somebody. Like, I mean, like, basically, true. We discuss things people think or people wonder about, but they never ask, they never say it. So, I guess it's one of our, like, objectives, besides trying to have fun with it and just, you know.
We might have to change the theme song a little bit.
And,
I mean, that was, like, a spur of a moment when I did that. It was like, we need a theme song. I was like, all right, let's do it.
I don't know. I feel like it still fits, though. We still talk about, like, you know, what's going on in the world or whatever. But that ain't, like, the major part of our show. I don't know. I feel like low-key our podcast is going to vary, like, weekly. Like, 1 week we already talk about relationships. 1 month we already talk about relationships. We've been talking about relationships for, like, since we started. And then next month, you never know. I feel like it's going to vary. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever we just passionate about at that time. But I guess that's good part of defining your podcast segment. I mean, ain't really nothing else to say.
I mean, we just do us.
What'd you say?
I said we just do us.
Right. I kind of wanted a way to talk, like, to define it, because I kind of wanted a fan page before we just, like, all right, this is what our channel would be about, because, like, that young low-key kind of boring. So that's why I made it. We made it 5 minutes and moving on. I'm going to mention the NBA draft that aired last night. I mean, to be honest, it's crazy because I don't even be excited about the draft anymore. And that's really just because, like, my home team been making dumb moves for years. And if you don't know, my home team is the Detroit Pistons. Like, I remember in 2015, they passed up Justice Winslow. And then last year, they passed up Donovan Mitchell. If you don't know about sports, Donovan Mitchell is probably, like, one of the best rookies we had in years. And we could have had him on the Pistons, but they didn't pick him. So, I have really been hyped about the draft. And, like, I cannot tell y'all how long. So,
are you excited about our new coach? Or is it Coach Casey or something?
Bro, yes. Yes, Dwayne. I'm hyped about that. Simply because he was the number one coach in the East last year. He's nominated for Coach of the Year. I think he's going to do something for us. But as far as the draft, I am excited to see a few people. I want to see DeAndre Ayton, Jalen, what's that man name? Jalen Jackson Jr., and then Miles Brooks, because they came from Michigan State. And that's really it about the sports. Like, it's a dry season right now. Like, it's off season. When football season comes back, me and that, we're going to be, you know, on it with our team, our home team.
Go Lions.
We low-key gonna be here bitter every week, probably, but it's
be cool. Mad, but we still gonna be rooting like we got it next week.
Right. Period.
Stick nine. Chief Keef.
So his baby mama hopped on the shade room earlier on today and basically said,
you did not just say on today. You've been in church too long.
I know, I really have. Man.
Talking about some on today. On yesterday. We had the outreach. Like,
irritating. No, but she basically like said that her message 69 don't really matter because that like she take care of this kid anyways. But I'm just like, dang, Father's Day was just Sunday. Like, wouldn't even a man a week that like halfway looked like he was great. Like, she just threw palm trees early this morning. But
why is her hair like she got matching hair with this dude? Like, why?
Honestly, when I first seen her, I was mad at Chief Keef. I ain't gonna hold you.
She a whole joke. Somebody said she looked like a llama.
I'm crying because, like, I just didn't expect that. Like, I thought he would be with like what I consider a hood rat. Well, I guess that is a hood rat, but that's like that. You know what I mean? I hope y'all know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? That's not the image I would have thought he would be with. I mean, no, she's like. That ain't a good look, Chief. Like, what? No.
Well, clearly he don't rock with her.
He don't, but still, it don't matter. Like, you.
I mean, I get he impregnated her, but she was probably an accident. You know, because dudes be on that, like, dang, I'll never get a pretty female, you know, pregnant. But as soon as I hop with an ugly chick, she fertile. Then
I would never understand because I'm not a man and I don't get that man in the male anatomy. Well, I do, but you know what I mean. Like, as far as that, it's like if you're not like physically attracted to somebody,
why even go there?
How can you not? Why? How? Because it's like me personally, if I'm not attracted to somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel nothing. Like, I just, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, this is my bro. Like, this is my
but
bro.
With dudes,
like, I can't. Wait,
dudes will straight up tell you that. Cookie is cookie. Like, it don't matter. Well, it does not. Listen. Listen to me. Dudes aren't as deep thinkers as we are. They're not emotionally attached as we are. That's why they get mad at us for cheating instead of them. Like, when they cheat, like, it's nothing. But for us, it's deeper than that because we put a lot of thought and consideration into things and our emotions behind stuff. For them, it's literally just, like, surface, like it's barely even touching the surface. It's just up in the air, like they don't care. I've had dudes tell me things like this personally. I'm like, why would you do that? And like, I don't know, it was there, so I did. I'm like, yeah. Why? Like, that doesn't even make sense. I'd be like, I'm like, you don't even have no thoughts behind it. No, I mean, it is what it is. I'm like, that don't even make sense. Why would you do something and you don't know why you're doing it? Oh no. I'm like, okay. So I just stopped asking questions.
It's 2018. We can't be doing that. Like, I just need answers. Like, I get what you're saying and all, but it's just, I would never understand that. Like,
it's never going to make sense, ever. You just have to chop it up to the,
And that is true. That another, like you saying, like, no shade, but a lot of dudes who, like, impregnate females and, like, they not in love with them or, they, you know, they not in, like, a committed relationship, they don't be attractive. Maybe, like, acknowledging that, too. Like, dudes rarely ever have pretty, like, baby mamas, and that's correct. Unless you, like, a rapper or an NBA player. Like, that's different. But, like, if you're a regular dude, most of the time, they really, that's wild to me. Like, and then the pretty females, they be dodging bullets. Like, that's crazy. But hey,
and some of them pretty ones be crazy too. That's the thing. If they pretty and they get pregnant, they probably crazy. Then I'm like,
ain't no problem. it's not a win-win, bro. It's literally like a lose-lose.
It's always something.
An unattractive baby mama or a crazy baby mama. Because the smart, pretty, attractive women,
they not messing with you.
Period.
Like, yep. That's how it goes.
That is funny, because, like, I got, like, male friends who, like, you know, well, I won't even say friends at this point, because I don't even, you know, rock with them like that no more. Like, we still cool, but you know what I mean? Like, more so associates. But, like, they really do got crazy baby mamas, like, getting mad if I chill with the dude and stuff like that. It just, y'all.
Let's move on.
You said what?
I said, let's move on.
Man. Anyway, one of the questions from our viewers, I'm just gonna take one question because I feel like this low-key, we're probably gonna talk about this a while because I feel like this is a very broad. Can y'all be more specific with the question y'all give us from here on forward? Because it's kind of hard for us to give y'all good feedback like we want to if it's like not, you know, that specific. Anyways, the question was, a lot of females claim men between the ages of 18 to 29 are dumb based off how they move with females. Personally, me or none of my bros are dumb. So what is it? So what is it y'all be referring to?
Okay, first question to them, whoever our question asker is. According to who? Okay. Wow. According to who are you not dumb with the way you make your moves? Question number two. What are these moves? Quote, unquote. I don't know. You know what? Maya, you can go first. You go first because I'm going to cut up either way. So just go ahead. Go ahead.
This dude said between the ages of 18 and 29.
That's a big age group.
You ain't doing no group. Like,
okay, but first of all, we have mentioned on our other episodes that dudes don't fully emotionally mature until like the age of like 43. So, I mean, I guess we can have a big age group, but
29. I'm really that's a, right
now. That's a huge, let's go broad spectrum there, sir.
He said, him or none of his bros are dumb.
So, who are your bros, and can we meet up? That's third question. Let's all have a sit down or something. I want to meet y'all and see.
For real, because I feel like, I mean, first of all, me and Ned, I don't think we ever came on here like, oh, dudes are stupid. Dudes in the age of 18 to 29 are dumb. So you can't ask us something that we never even put out on this. You know, we never put out.
Right. So don't like. I would say like, and then just before you go in. I think we've also mentioned that we're not like our other females.
Right.
Like, and I'm not saying females in a derogatory term. Please, no, I never say females like that. You know, I'll be like, oh, females. But we're just a differently bred type of female. Like, I know for sure I think like a guy partially of the time. And it's just like, we don't do the dumb stuff that y'all think that y'all claim that most women do. So it's just like, so if you saying y'all females, we're not going to be able to give y'all a broad like perspective on how all other females view y'all dumb moves or whatever, because we're not like them. So
18 to 29. Like, put a check mark on the application or something. I'm crying. But
I think that's it.
I guess if, like, I had to answer the question, like, some things I feel dudes my age do dumb, I guess that's how I'm going to put it. Like, you know, dudes who my age, I feel like they do stupid. Or dudes I would mess with, I feel like they dumb. A lot of things I feel like being young, y'all mess up on is, like, y'all be focused on, like, I guess, like I said, the wrong things. Low-key, Nate pointed this out towards me because I feel like I'm kind of being hypocritical in a way. But, like, I'm learning this myself. It's, like, I feel like focusing on looks opposed to like a whole
character
is like a problem that many more so males face than female face. Cause even though like I like the dudes I talk to be attractive, I have dated dudes who I like didn't think was like, you know, wasn't all of that. And to be honest, most dudes I really like, they wasn't like everybody type. Put it that way. Like I like personality. I put personality over any day or character over any day.
Don't say
and
that.
And I feel like most dudes don't do that. Don't especially when you like our age. You thinking about a nice body, a nice, a pretty face and all of that. And to each his own. Like, I'm not saying that's a bad thing when somebody you find attractive, but like that shouldn't be like your main focus or your main focal point. I feel like they should have some type of density outside of
I was about to say
that's the word I was looking for. I said density, you know, same thing. But no.
It's not, but okay.
Outside of physical attributes. That's like I think one of the main things. Cause I know so many dudes people are like, oh, she's bad. But whatever, whatever. Going back to what we said, they be crazy for the most part. Like not even just baby mamas. Like you or they be toddlers, they be thotties, they be it just y'all like all that gets old. Like looks gets old, bodies get saggy. You know, y'all just gotta be smarter with that. That's like you got anything? I got a lot. I didn't want to like, you know, take over, but
I don't really know if I have anything because, like, I don't know. Because, like, I feel like it just, it's out of their control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, as far as, like, the emotional part, I know most dudes have a fear that when they share certain things with females that, you know, it's going to get blasted amongst their friends or it's going to be thrown back into their face, mm-hmm. you know, if they do something. But it's just, like, sometimes you do have to just take that risk. And just, you know, face the consequences. Like, own your truth. Like, really, once you do that, it's not going to matter who brings what up. And it's like, whatever your truth is, own it. And don't share it if you don't, you know, if you can't handle it coming back to you, basically.
Right.
But, like I said, the thing I feel like is out of their control. So I can't really be mad at. But I feel like you can partially put in a little effort to express your feelings. A little bit more, because, like, sometimes, like, dudes be feeling a certain type of way, but y'all don't say nothing until, like, we're already emotionally detached.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I mentioned, you know, women are naturally emotional creatures, so we show all our emotions, you know, up front and just right there for you, and y'all just wait and wait, and so then we be like, okay, he not feeling me the same way I'm feeling him. Exactly. And so then we start to detach, and then by the time we're moving on, that's when y'all like, oh, let me let her know. But it's like, it's already too late because we already, like, moved on. So I would say, like, don't think it's, like, soft. But you know what? There we go. Stop calling everything soft and gay and whatever. If you are not sexually attracted to the same sex, you are not gay. You can't be gay. You never will be unless that predecessor is there. So stop calling everything gay and soft. Just stop. Because that's dumb. That, yes, that right there, that's dumb. Y'all get on my nerves with that. Because y'all really be, like, hindering a lot of just, like, simple things that women look for. Like, y'all be like, man, that's a boy. Dang, get outside of yourself for a little bit. Because it's, like, them little things that you think are, you know, just a threat to your masculinity is, like, it's really threatening your connection with whoever you're trying to invest in. And it's just like, bro, like, you can show a little emotion, a little feeling, like, it's okay, like, let me take care of you.
I feel like, honestly, that kind of ties in what I was gonna say, is like, caring about what people think, about people's opinions. That's another thing, like, people, you know, young males, like, I guess have a problem with it, just caring what their boys think, or like, you know, I feel
but
like,
you know what? He brought it up in this question, talking about him and his boys.
Yeah,
that's really what y'all be worried about. Y'all be worried about y'all boys. Gonna say. Y'all not dating y'all boys. I mean, y'all might as well, because y'all be so concerned with them. Let me.
Like,
but for real, it's like
you can't care what people say. Just like, if you feeling shorty, tell shorty you feeling hurt. You know, just stop. Just stop running. Like, because at the end of the day, if you lose that female, your boys ain't about to be somewhere with you sad and, you know, in his feelings. He's going to be like, all right, bro, move on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
and stop holding on to your high school love. If y'all ain't with her, let her go, bro. Like, y'all still be hurt by y'all middle school crush. Like,
bro. That's I got hurt when I was 13. I ain't never been the same. You don't grow up.
18 through 29. You get it together.
No, people be like, dude be 40 years old, you know, heartbroken around her high school sweetheart. Like, bro, she went to prom with Billy, but, you know, like, boy, you know, you 42, bro. That was 30 years ago. I was like, let it go. Like,
y'all should just be real. Like, be honest. Like, y'all already know females, we dumb too. Like, we do dumb stuff too. Well, you know what? Let me not say we. I'm dumb too. I don't want to speak for everybody. But it's just like some stuff, y'all, we can avoid a lot of issues if y'all just straight up just like be straightforward and upfront. Like, just, you know I'm hungry. You know what I like to eat by now. Just pick where we going. Like, I'm happy I'm with you. Like, just let's just go somewhere. Stop asking me where do I want to go. Like,
for real, if a female feeling you, bro, take her wherever, she's gonna be happy. Like, that's what I hate when people like, what you want to eat? They get mad when you say you don't know. Like, I truly don't know. You know me. You should know me. You should know what I would want to eat. Like,
but even, you know what? No, I gotta stop you. He might not. Saying he should know, I can't fully agree with that, because
okay, well,
because even we don't do that, but you know, dudes,
you right, you
are
right.
Very one track minded as well. That's like true. You know, so we give them a little room, but it's just like if there is something specific that I would like to eat, I will tell you. But it's just like I feel like that might be a better question. Is to be like, do you have a taste for anything, or is there somewhere specific you wanted to go? Then go from there. And then they even said something on Twitter. It was like, the way to figure out where your girl want to go to eat, ask her to guess where y'all going, and wherever whatever she say first, take her there. But it's just like, I don't know.
That might not work. Cause like, what if she's saying that's where y'all always go, but she don't got taste for that?
True, but yeah,
I'd be
so
mad, low key. So like, the, oh, whatever. You take me, and I'm like, bro, we just had it 2 days ago.
I would say like the first thing I said, you know, do you have a taste for anything? You know,
yeah, definitely.
Or and then since females are so complicated, ask us where we don't want to go. And because we can give you that real quick, I know I'm good for that. I can tell you what I don't want. Right. I just don't know. Like, I do not want a burger and I don't want pizza. Anything else, I'm fine. So you cool with like going get some steak? Yes, let's go. I just said I don't want a burger. I don't want pizza. Anything else is fine. Like, well, we can. Okay.
A better way to end this question, I just like read it again. It's like, 9 times out of 10, a female, if you're rocking with a female, she's gonna tell you what you're doing that's wrong. Like, if you want to know why you dumb or why a female you messing with calling you dumb, just pay attention to what she's saying. You just
listen and apply.
Exactly. that's the best answer I can give you. Like, if like I said, if a female calling you dumb, it's the reason she calling you dumb. Most of y'all don't listen. I'm not saying all y'all. I'm just saying that's like a common theme around men. They don't listen.
And so don't like, be afraid to ask questions, and make sure you're asking the right questions, because the right question can elicit the answer that you need to do whatever else. Like, you know, I was going to say don't be afraid to ask questions, period, but ask the right questions, because that'll help everything flow better. So, I don't know, just learn the person who you with, but like, I don't know. Like how I said with like the dumb thing, y'all just don't be putting no thought into stuff. Like, with the whole, like, baby mama thing. Like, that's dumb. Put some why behind what you're doing. Because, I think that's one of the biggest things that I call dumb. And I'd be like, why did you do that? Because that's always what I'm going to ask. I always want to know the why behind something. I'm going to be like, that's dumb. Like, you just, like, you're dumb. So, yeah. I think that's about it. I thought I didn't have nothing, but it just started coming to me.
Okay. If you cannot see yourself raising a family with a female, don't do it. That's all I gotta say. You'll never know what's gonna happen. Like, y'all really be, you know, because you just never know. Like,
do not have sexual relations with her.
Exactly.
And don't waste her time.
If you impregnate her, you're gonna be mad. But don't do it. It's just so much. I feel like it's so much wrong that come out of, like, I ain't gonna say so much wrong that come out of sex. So much wrong that come out of sex with somebody you don't want to be with, you don't see yourself with. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you got soul ties, you got emotional attachment, you got potential babies, you got potential like sexual transmitted diseases. Like,
you know what else is dumb though?
What?
Like, I know a couple females do this too. Like, I've done it myself, but it's just like, stop being involved long term with people just because you're bored. I said long term. Listen to me. I said for long term. A short term is okay, But don't
because like I don't think I ever did a long time ago. I was bored though. Now that I think about it, I think the longest I ever did because I was bored probably like a month.
Because it's just like, you know, you end up flirting yourself into a relationship and then you be like, oh, I don't want to be here. So like, stop just trying to.
What is
stop...
a long time? How do you long term yourself into a board? Like, how does that happen?
Because you details. Just because dudes be having a just because female. Like, I got her just because. Like, I have her because I can have her. Like, right. I don't really. That's yeah. I don't really want nothing from her, but I have her because I can. Like, stop wasting females' time. Just stop. You're stop wasting your time. Yes, your time. Your time is valuable, King. You know, fill it with getting your coin. Okay. A glow. Take care of your beard, honey. Come on now. Shea man. Butter, my king. Shea butter.
Man.
Oh my goodness.
I almost went somewhere totally different, bro. You can talk about. Never mind. So we want to do our first ever Freestyle Friday.
Pew, 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 pew,
pew. I hope y'all ready for these bars.
Oh, yeah. Let's go with the Friday flow.
Are you ready, man?
You already know.
All right. Yay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. You ready? I'm a little nervous.
A little nervous. Why?
I'm a little nervous.
Why?
I don't think they ready. I'm nervous for them.
How we about to do this though? How we about to go?
You know, I'm about to play the beat and we gonna flow.
Okay, let's go. So we wanna go. So we wanna go.
Go, 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 go. All right.
Hey, it's Yay Nay in the building. Okay.
I want a strong black brother. Okay. Easy on the eyes, smooth like butter.
Like
thank
butter.
God for his daddy and his mother. King and queen, we uplifted each other.
Okay.
I mean, he make my heart flutter. He makes me have to stutter.
Okay.
Boot up, but I want to take it further. You know, ain't gonna ever desert your age.
Okay. I'm gonna come and spit it differently. Tell her what I'm looking for. We want me specifically. Hey. I'm a queen, so he gotta match my fly. He gotta be a king. And he gotta say the one who gives me strength to do all things. I can't handle one. Messy can't let no one intervene. I love gonna last forever as long as God is in between. And I'ma kick him in his throat if he ever try to leave.
Hey, that was kind of psycho. Kind of psycho like Michael.
Okay.
Michael Myers.
I mean, Michael, Jackson, Jordan, what it matter? Pick them all. I forgot Tyson. I forgot the whole bar. I ain't psycho. I just said kick him in his throat.
Kick him in the throat. Like Michael. Oh, look at that. Could be Michael Jackson. You know how he do his little kick, bro?
Oh, see? You, see? See? Shimona, and you tried to play me.
I hate you. But we hope y'all enjoy our Freestyle Friday. It was just for fun. Even though there was low-key some, like, bars in that. You know,
low-key, low-key, low-key.
Y'all know y'all ain't touching us, but whatever.
We should have a cypher one of these times.
Bro, we should.
Like, have, like, some guest people call in. We have a little cypher or something.
We're going to need, like, another rapper. We just have a cypher. That'd be lit.
Just be clowning around. That'd be dope.
Man, we're going to have to do it. Put it on a queue. Put it on a queue.
Bet it up. Oh, my goodness.
We about done here. Hopefully, y'all like it. Tell us what y'all think, as always. We always looking to improve. Enjoy the rest of y'all Friday, y'all Saturday, y'all Sunday, y'all weekend. And we'll be back next week. Hopefully. We don't see.
But, we'll see y'all when we see y'all.
Right. Period. Nah, but we out.
Peace.